I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Between 100 and 200,000 women are trapped in sex trafficking in Mumbai, India. Katie Fielder says India Partners has joined hands with a ministry in Mumbai to rescue these women and children.
We're very excited about this organization. They are doing amazing work, not only with the women, but with their children. And not only with helping them be rescued from the bondage, but also with their physical, spiritual, and emotional health.
Shelters for women build trust so they can eventually share the gospel, too. Doctors, counselors, funding, and prayers are needed. Meanwhile, International Christian Concern reports the release of two converts from Islam in Iran, but they expect more arrests this year. In 2008, 73 believers were arrested for their faith. Sources say the Islamic government views the growing number of converts as a threat to its rule. The two converts who were released on bail still face unknown charges. They face a possible apostasy conviction, which is punishable by execution. Ask fellow believers to join you in prayer for Iranian Christians. And unsafe drinking water kills more people through disease than weapons of war. Living Water International is issuing a call to prayer over the global water crisis on October 10, 2009. It's part of a year of preparation for a major action campaign slated on clean water to begin October 10, 2010. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says,
"We're looking to have proclamations issued by the heads of states in all the countries where we're working, plus other organizations issuing resolutions or proclamations, coming on board to mobilize prayer for the global water crisis."
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.